This year's school budget vote was the first to take place after Governor Andrew Cuomo convinced the legislature to adopt the property tax cap. The governor says he's pleased that few schools attempted to override the cap and that most schools kept tax increases to a minimum and were approved by the voters. He says taxpayers, as well as state government, are tapped out.
At one point, there is no more money, and that's where we are now. The answer is not put your hand in the pocket of the taxpayer anymore, because the taxpayer doesn't have anything in his or her pocket to pay government. So that's what the tax cap did. The increases are much, much lower than they have been in past years. And I think that's the fiscal discipline imposed by the discussion of the tax cap.
Cuomo and the legislature did give schools a 4% funding increase from last year following 3 years of cuts. The teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, reports that 96% of school budgets passed. NYSET President Richard Iannuzzi calls that a mixed blessing. He says it's good news that so many budgets were approved, but he wonders at what cost.
In order to stay below the cap, districts have had to reduce full-day kindergarten to half-day, eliminate AP courses, cut back on athletics, eliminate arts and music. Then I think that's a high price. And when the legislature and the governor put the tax cap together, they needed to think not only about controlling taxes, they needed to think about providing appropriate services. And I would challenge whether the tax cap allows school districts to provide that service.
Some schools did exercise their option to circumvent the tax cap. In the new law, districts can raise taxes above the cap, which averaged around 3% per district, if more than 60% of voters say yes. Iannuzzi, with the teachers union, says a disturbing trend may be developing, though. He says if the preliminary voting returns hold, voters in richer schools overrode the cap when given that option, while voters in poorer schools did not. He says that could be grounds for a constitutional legal challenge to the tax cap law, because New York's constitution requires that all children in the state receive a sound basic education.
That was a major concern of ours with the structure of this tax cap, and we're going to look very closely at the results to see whether there's an argument here to challenge the tax cap in terms of issues of equity.
The New York State School Boards Association is also expressing reservations about the voting outcome. The school board's Tim Creamer says two-thirds of districts cut teaching staff, hundreds will be laid off, and 99% needed to dip into their reserve funds, which are rapidly dwindling. He says the years of cutbacks are taking their toll, and he says at some point soon, children's educations will be compromised.
That's the big question. When are the lines crossed? Have we already crossed them? We heard the Commissioner of Education speak of districts that will reach educational insolvency. And by that, he means you're going to have kids who are going to come out of high school unprepared for college or a career. They will not be able to compete with kids who go to other schools, other states, other countries.
Creamer says for some districts, that may be coming sooner than later. The school boards say it's up to Cuomo and the legislature now to follow through with the second part of property tax reform, and that's the elimination of what they say are costly state-mandated programs and regulations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.